Toronto. Associations representing Canada's doctors, nurses and other health providers are calling on governments to work together to solve the healthcare crisis that is affecting people across the country. The Canadian Medical Association, the Canadian Nurses Association and Healthcare CAN, an association representing health organizations and hospitals, have issued a list of steps governments should take to fix the country's healthcare system. The Prescription for Hope list released Friday includes creating a pan-Canadian licensing model to allow doctors to work anywhere in the country, strengthening mental health and well-being supports for healthcare workers, helping internationally trained health professionals get licensed to fill vacancies and introducing a national workforce planning strategy. Canadian Medical Association President Alika LaFontaine said healthcare systems across the country are facing similar challenges, and governments should collaborate to address these challenges. Canadians are beginning to question if their health systems will be there when they need them, LaFontaine said. Healthcare workers and patients are united in calling on governments to take the steps necessary to stabilize and rebuild our health systems to ensure their survival. Canadian Nurses Association President Sylvain Brousseau said nurse shortages and other workforce issues are having a severe impact on the healthcare system and government should act urgently and introduce structural reforms before people lose trust in the system. Canada's healthcare system is failing people in Canada, and it is no longer working the way it should be, Brousseau said. People are quickly losing confidence and they are concerned they won't be able to access critical health services when they need it. The association's calls come ahead of a meeting of Canada's federal, provincial and territorial health ministers in Vancouver next week. The meeting comes at a time when the healthcare system is facing unprecedented challenges with emergency department closures and staff shortages reported across the country. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 4, 2022. Mon Almidi, the Canadian Press.